The Roller Coaster Boy, written by Lisa Thompson and read by Ian Bonner. Aunt Lexi said that life with Dad was like living on a roller coaster. "You've had so many twists and turns, I bet you don't know which way you're going next," she said as she dished up our dinner. I knew exactly what she meant, but my little sister, Laurie, didn't understand. She was only 6. "Aunt Lexi, are we going to the fun fair?" she asked. Her eyes were as wide as our plates, which were now filled with sausages, mashed potato and baked beans. "We're not going to the fun fair," I said. "You're not supposed to take it literally. You're so dumb sometimes, Laurie."
"Todd, don't speak to your sister like that," said Aunt Lexi.
She put our dinner on the table and Laurie grabbed the ketchup bottle.
"But I've never been on a roller coaster before," said Laurie.
"Please."
"We're not going to the fair," I said. "And anyway, you're too small to go on a roller coaster. They don't let shrimps on scary rides."
"I'm not a shrimp. I'm 6," said Laurie. She squeezed the ketchup onto her plate and a blob of sauce splattered up and onto her school jumper. I'd need to check if she had a clean one in her drawer before Aunt Lexi went home. I didn't know how to use the washing machine, so she might need to help me. I began to cut my sausages up and Laurie got up onto her knees on her seat like she did at every mealtime.
"Laurie, sit on your bottom, please," said Aunt Lexi. "You can't eat your dinner like that."
"But Daddy lets me," said Laurie.
"Well, I'm not Daddy, so you have to go by my rules until he gets better, okay?" said Aunt Lexi. "And let's put these dirty stones away, shall we?" Laurie liked to collect stuff. She used to collect feathers, and when she got bored with that, she switched to picking up random pebbles from the garden, claiming they were valuable fossils. Aunt Lexi brushed the stones into the plastic tub that Laurie used to store them. On the lid, in black felt pen, she had written, "My precious fossils." I poked at the mashed potato with my fork. There were lumps in it. I opened my mouth to say something but closed it again when I saw how tired Aunt Lexi looked. She'd been working since 8 a.m. in a care home, gone straight to the supermarket to buy us some food, driven 25 minutes to our house, filled the fridge and cooked us dinner. Now probably wasn't a good time to complain about lumpy mash. Aunt Lexi put a plate on a tray along with a glass of water. Apart from using the bathroom, Dad hadn't got out of bed for 15 days now. I'd been keeping track using the calendar in my school homework planner. He had been eating more over the last 2 days, though. When he got his appetite back, it usually meant he was starting to feel better. "I'll just go up and give your dad his dinner, then I'll sort out dessert," said Aunt Lexi. She lifted up the tray and headed to the hallway and the stairs. "It's chocolate cake and ice cream tonight." "Chocolate cake," said Laurie.
She waved her fork and a baked bean flew up and landed in her fringe. I picked it off her and put it on the side of the plate.
"I love chocolate cake," said Laurie. "Aunt Lexi always gets us special food when she comes. It's like it's my birthday or something."